I went to my desk after the panel just to check my email and to have a couple sips of Diet Pepsi. And when I came back, there was a baseball team in the studio. So it's very nice to see everybody.
First?
Yeah, who's on first? Exactly. Very good question. Well, we couldn't be more thrilled. We always love talking about this event. We've been a part of it for a long, long time, and it's very cool. The Food Pantries for the Capital District is a coalition of 56 food pantries in Albany, Rensselaer, and Saratoga counties. Is that number still accurate, Natasha?
We're actually at 65 now. Oh, can you believe it?
That's what a year could bring, huh?
Yeah.
65 food pantries in Albany, Rensselaer, and Saratoga counties. They provide funding, delivery, coordination of services, and food drives, as well as education and training to their member food pantries. Their fundraiser, the Harvest Evening Celebration, will be happening next Thursday at Franklin Plaza in Troy, New York. This morning, we are joined by the New York State Department of Agriculture Commissioner Richard Ball. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much for being here. We also, he is also the chair of the New York State Hunger and Food Policy Council. Our dear friend, and I mean dear friend, Natasha Pernicka is here, executive director of the Food Pantries for the Capital District. Natasha, good morning.
Thank you for having this party for us today.
It is a party. You're always a party when you come and bring your friends. So I thank you very much for being here. We also want to talk about some of the great, outstanding community partners, and we welcome from MVP Healthcare, Jackie Martin. See, now that's not the one I thought I was going to mess up. Jackie Marciniak, who is a Director of Community Engagement from MVP Healthcare. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you very much for being here. And we also have Glenn Monasterski, who is the Vice President of the Seymour Fox Foundation.
Nice to see you again, Joe.
Good to see you
great
again.
To be here.
Always a pleasure. We also have from St. John St. Anne's Outreach Center, a food pantry member, Chef Kathleen Engel. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having us all here.
Well, it's great to have you, and one of my favorite people on the planet from Ali B's Cozy Kitchen, Chef Kizzy Williams. Good morning, Kizzy.
Good morning, my love.
Thank you for having me here today. It is great to see you.
I always love
having you on the program. All right. So let us talk and begin with Natasha on, well, this is a party. What is this, the seventh time you've done this?
This is our seventh annual.
That's lovely. Yeah. All right. So where are we when it comes to feeding the hungry and the, what's the term you use?
Food insecurity.
Food insecure in our region.
So in our community, and really it's nationwide, food insecurity is something that's affecting many, many people. We're not really making any large gains or any gains. Fortunately for us, the food pantries, we've been able to increase our capacity. So we're now working with 65 food pantries in the four capital region counties. But last year, there were more than 59,000 people seeking assistance from the coalition members. So for us, it's an important time to raise awareness and come together to celebrate all that we've accomplished. And that's kind of the focus of the Harvest Evening Celebration, is looking at what we can accomplish by working together, recognizing that there is still much more to be done.
So how does this event help?
This event helps us by raising awareness. The Chef's Challenge is a great opportunity for local chefs to show what you can do with food from a food pantry, kind of reduce the stigma, because food pantry food is something that you see in your own kitchen, look in your own pantry, and what can we do with it, as well as celebrating partnerships like MVP Healthcare, Seymour Fox Foundation, and our amazing partnership with WAMC through the Fund Drive, by having these win-win community partnerships to raise support on behalf of our community.
So before we get into the event itself and take a deep dive into that, I want to bring in Commissioner Ball, and as chair of the New York State Hunger and Food Policy Council, Natasha has talked about the situation in this community, but broaden it a little bit and tell us some of the work that is being done and how big a problem we are facing in the state of New York.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah, it's a great question. I remember when the governor first called me almost 5 years ago and asked if I would take on this job, you know, one of the things we talked about was access to neighborhoods and connecting the dots between a great agricultural community that we have in New York and people who need access to that. And literally on my first day on the job, when I walked in, before I even found my desk at Ag and Markets, I attended a meeting of the Anti-Hunger Work Group as a participant. And kind of out of that grew the idea. There was a Food Policy Council. There was a Sandy Hunger Work Group. The governor said, let's pull together those two organizations and make a Hunger and Food Policy Council. And so the mission has been multifaceted, but really focused on all those issues surrounding hunger, all those issues around improving access, getting farm products from New York into our institutions, getting them into our food banks and food pantries throughout the state, and again, focusing on health and access to good food.
What are the challenges in doing that?
Connecting dots. Sometimes it's hard to do good things because we're so diverse, we're so spread out, we have so many pockets. We have, you know, a term that unfortunately we've become too familiar with, food deserts.
Yeah.
We have neighborhoods, not just, it's easy to point at, for example, New York City and look at areas where they have, for example, in the South Bronx, the highest rate of juvenile diabetes and childhood obesity in the United States. But we have pockets of that in every city and, in fact, in a lot of our rural communities where, in spite of having agriculture around them, they are isolated.
I would just like to talk about that. I mean, obviously, we're talking about for the capital region, and we have Albany, Schenectady, and we have Troy. But talk a little bit about the rural communities, because as a person who lives in one of those rural communities, I mean, we see it. We have, I think, in the 70 percentile of people who live below the poverty line. There are a lot of people who need a lot of help, and I think that is something that we often miss.
Well, great point. And in a lot of our rural communities, there isn't the infrastructure there to maintain a healthy food pantry. There's certainly not a food bank. Although there's the food and there's the need.
And there's wonderful groups that are doing a lot. Saying that, but there is still the need. Yeah.
Yeah. It's an example of a lot of disconnects that we're working very hard on. Schools, I think, are an obvious connecting point because we have schools. And another term that we've all been very used to is farm to school. But in my own community, you know, the school cafeteria, I walked in there 20 years ago. My kids went to that school. There was nothing on the menu that came from the Schoharie Valley, which is one of the most famous vegetable-growing regions in the state, in the Northeast, and is even known nationally. And it's like, why is that? How we got to fix that? Because
right.
It's not just the kids aren't getting access to the food. They're not having access to understanding what's available in a career for them down the road, which helps challenge rural communities as well.
We're talking about the food pantries for the Capital District. Their fundraiser, the Harvest Evening Celebration, is happening next Thursday at Franklin Plaza in Troy, New York. And you can find out more information by going to thefoodpantries.org. Before we talk to both of them, Natasha, give us a sense of the importance of the community partners and the part that they play in helping achieve the goals that you and the commissioner were just talking about.
So food pantries are there for anyone in need, and I think many people don't recognize that food pantries are not funded significantly by government. You know, we're not a government program. It's largely supported by people writing checks, $10 checks, $50 checks, $100 checks, and then our community partners and foundations stepping up and recognizing that food is a basic need, and because there's a significant problem, the food pantries and our coalition rely on the community coming together to raise the support, to support all of those efforts. Volunteers are huge, but the WAMC Fund Drive partnership with MVP Healthcare and the Seymour Fox Foundation has been tremendous in raising funds for just food. A lot of people don't realize that pantries actually have to pay for food. And so pantries spend, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in our community. So helping to raise money to pay for food as well as infant needs, diapers, and as well as personal hygiene products and summer outreach programs. So thanks to the MVP and Seymour Fox Foundation and WAMC for helping us raise awareness, but also providing a tremendous financial support for these efforts.
The way I think everyone knows this, but the way we do it during the fund drive is that every dollar that we get, then that is the Seymour Fox Foundation makes
and MVP, both of these organizations, make the financial contribution to you, to the food pantries, to help food people, to feed people for a sustained long, for a period of time, which is very important. I don't think I'm telling any tales out of school, but of course that'll be a major part of our coming fund drive that begins on October 15th. Let me switch quickly to Jackie, who you from MVP and have long been a part of what we have done here, and we thank you very much for that. So give us a sense of, I mean, you're in the healthcare part of it, so you really, you understand and know why this is so important.
Yes, you know, at MVP, our vision is to create healthier communities, and we realize, you know, it's a very lofty vision and we can't do it alone. So partnerships like these that really work to try to eliminate the barriers to healthcare and social determinants of health like food insecurity are so important to us. So when the food pantries of the Capital District reached out to us with this project, it was a partnership that we knew was important, and we continue to support to try and help all of the people living in our communities and to create those healthier communities.
When are you seeing improvement on that front?
Well, I mean, I guess it would be hard to say one way or another. There certainly is a need. The need seems to be growing. And I don't know that the need is growing. I'm going to back up. I don't know that the need is growing so much as there's more of an awareness around the issue and around
right.
the need. So it's coming to light more. More people are understanding the need. But I don't know that it necessarily grew substantially in the last maybe 4 or 5 years. Certainly, there are, as Natasha pointed out, several people in our region who are in need, who are food insecure. And I think people are now thinking about it and making a conscious effort to try and help in some way.
Let's go to Glenn from Seymour Fox Foundation. And you've been there, and I tell the story all the time. We tell it during the fund drive, but we had an original funds from MVP. We were doing this on the fund drive, and we had a certain number that we were able to work with, and our community came up and said we want to help. And then what actually happens is we run out of stickers. Like we say we can help. We can take 400 people that can do this, and they flew out the window, and the Seymour Fox Foundation. And Bonnie called up and said, what can we do? And that's how you got involved. And you've been with us ever since, and with the food pantries, of course. And it's really quite incredible. Talk about how that's the mission of the foundation and how that fits into the mission of the foundation and the bringing together of not just the food insecure, but for many that are in need in our community.
Oh, of course, Joe. I'm glad you recognize Bonnie. She started this relationship with Natasha and with WAMC before I joined, and it's really thrived. We have really felt that we're doing something in the community. So the Fox mission for about 4 or 5 years now has been focused on enhancing the lives of people in our community. So we focus on homelessness, literacy, enhancing the lives of children. We bring in ballet and the School of Rock, and we give free books, and we support all those programs. But it always comes down to the fact that everywhere we go, people are either in food deserts, or not even college students are not eating enough. They don't have access to food. They can't afford food. And most of our grantees that are involved in the community seem to rely on Natasha's pantries significantly.
Sure.
The Rourke Center, Catholic Charities, the Salvation Army, Joseph's House, the Damien, the Boys Clubs, all these great groups that we love to support are feeding people. And most of us don't know what hunger feels like, but I've been visiting and I've seen it. And it's become a very important part of our mission is to the fact that we can help families afford food. And we're working in the South End now at the Collaboratory and other places. And well, I live in Albany, and there are a lot of hungry people, and I feel blessed that I can help by going out and meeting people, and our foundation board and Bonnie supported, and we are helping to feed people in the community. And it's having a roof over your head and having books for your children is great, but life is great when you can also feed the kids three times a day. So I'm very excited to have learned all about what Natasha does, and we're very happy to support it.
The fundraiser is the Harvest Evening Celebration is happening next Thursday at Franklin Plaza in Troy, New York. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to two of the chefs who will be participating in the Chef Challenge as part of the Harvest Evening Celebration, which is always one of the coolest parts of that event. You can find out more information by going to thefoodpantries.org. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the roundtable, talking about the food pantries for the Capital District and their Harvest Evening Celebration happening next Thursday at Franklin Plaza in Troy. The 7th annual, I think I've been to 5 of them.
I think so.
Yeah, 5 or 6. This is the first one I'm going to miss, and I'm a little heartsick over that. But I have a good excuse, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. As I mentioned before the break, one of the really cool things about this is the Chef Challenge. So tell us about that, and then we'll talk to two of the chefs who will be taking part.
It was really important to us at the Food Pantries when we started the Harvest Evening Celebration to have it tie into our mission. And because a lot of people are confused about what's the difference between a soup kitchen and a food pantry, and for us trying to reduce the stigma about food pantries, we thought we came up with the idea to have chefs create tastings of food items that you would commonly find at a food pantry. And because the reality is, when you open up your own pantry at home, that's the same kind of food that people receive when they go to a food pantry. And so now we've had a lot of fun. There's a lot of different awards, including things like Best Taste. We have a People's Choice Award, as well as a chef coming up with a recipe that is most easy for a food pantry patron to recreate at home. So something simple and delicious, and we're thrilled.
So we have two wonderful chefs with us. Chef Kathleen Engel is from St. John's St. Anne's Outreach Center. We'll begin with you. What have you got in store?
Well, good morning. I would just like to say that, as well as being in the restaurant business for most of my life, I've been the assistant program director down at St. John's St. Anne's Outreach Center for a while, and it has opened up many doors. It's run by Catholic Charities, whose mission is to empower the economically poor and vulnerable. And if I may just touch on some of the numbers of people that we reach out to down there, we probably have served 227 families in August at our food pantry. Every week, we go to the Capital Regional Food Bank and pick up over 3,000 pounds of fresh fruit and vegetables, which we distribute to our neighbors. We have the welcome table twice a week for lunch that we serve over 150 people lunches on Tuesdays and Saturdays. And with the help of our director, Barbara Quinn, and all our many volunteers, we make so much happen for this community downtown. So I'm very happy to be a part of all this and look forward to Miss Lizzie to challenge you at the competition. So bring it.
All right.
Well, and I have to say, you, I mean, it's all for a great cause, but you all take it very seriously. There is a little tension on the floor. I just want that to be known. Kizzy Williams, you are from Allie B's Cozy Kitchen, and your story is a remarkable one because not only are you a chef, not only are you working in this event, but you in the past have used the food pantry.
I sure have, and I'm very grateful.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud of Natasha because now she has 65 places where people can go get food. And, you know, being the owner of Allie B's Cozy's Kitchen has brought me so far in my life. And I'm very grateful. But there are people out there that may be afraid to go to the food pantry. And I want them to know that Allie B has been to the food pantry at a time of her life where you don't have to be scared. You know, as Tasha said, they buy this food. People are donating money so that Natasha, the food pantry, can go out and buy these goods. So it's not like you're going to get something bad. You're going to get something great. So I want the Capital Region to know that. And it's okay for you to ask for help when it comes down to food, because sometimes people get a little ashamed because they have to ask. But nowadays, when you live in America, you know, the middle class is struggling. And we all need support. We all need help. And I'm truly am proud to be a part of this adventure. I have won at the food pantry event.
Damn right you did.
Yes, indeed. You know, like the most easiest recipe. And I'm good at it because I grew up off the food pantry. You know, I grew up off of this fresh chicken that they're giving, the fish, the noodles, the cheese, the meat. I can just go on and on about the food pantry, but the food pantry is definitely a winner. And Allie B's plays a big role in the community as far as, you know, giving food as well. For Thanksgiving, we'll be giving out hopefully 500 dinners this year. I'm excited and I'm nervous at the same time. So, yeah, the people can also stop by Allie B's on Thanksgiving Day from 12 to 2 and get some of the best soul food out the Capital Region for free. Yeah. And if you're senior citizens, we will deliver it to you as well for free. You can be Kohl's, you can be in Troy, or you can be in Albany. We'll get it to the door. But the food pantry has gave me the strength to do that for the community, because I was able to go to the food pantry and get food when I was at need. And now I'm able to give back. So thank you for that, mm-hmm. Natasha. You're teaching the people in the community that if you can come to the food pantry to get food, when you get to a certain point in your life, you can also give back. So you're doing a good job at that. And I'm just grateful. The food pantry is a great place. And I'm just happy to be a part of it. And I know I will win this year.
We shall see.
Throwing down a little smack.
Because, you know, sure. Allie B's is the best.
I'm not betting.
No, I know.
I'm sitting in a room with so many great people that are willing to help so many people in the Capital Region. And I'm honored to sit at this table with you guys. And
you're honored.
Yes, thank y'all again. Well, and listen, this is what I do want to say. I want to say to the people who have not bought their tickets to come to the event at Franklin's Plaza, get your tickets. This event is like one of the biggest events in Albany. The food is like the best food in the Capital Region, you know, and donate. Donate your money to the food pantry. It's for a good cause. So when we leave here today, we expect people to be sending checks to food pantry.
Well,
yes.
All right. Well, thank you very much for all of you for the beautiful work that you do for the community. You can find out more information by going to thefoodpantries.org, foodpantries.org. Richard and Natasha and Jackie and Glenn and Kizzy and Kathleen, thank you so much. Have a beautiful event on Thursday. And thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.